Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. It is 7:40 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. Under cloudy skies, it's 71 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Celia McCarter.
You've got us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're on CN2, that's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube as we celebrate Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth to each and every one of you. As you make your way out today, banks are closed, government offices are closed, no early voting. If you wanted to early vote for next week's runoff election, too bad, that's over. You have to wait until Tuesday now because it expired yesterday at 5 o'clock, so make sure you do your due diligence, get out, and vote in the runoff on Tuesday. Scott Patterson's with us now. He's the executive director for the Foundation for Fort Mill Schools. And Scott, you guys just wrapped up a great 2025-2026 year.
Yeah, we actually kind of finished our golf tournament last Thursday. We were out at the Palisades, and we had about 27, 28 teams and raised a good bit of money. And so now we're looking to spend a little more money starting the 26-27 school year. So, yeah, we've done some great things.
What are some of the things that the Foundation Fort Mill Schools does?
Yeah, so we really have four programs that we support. So the Classroom Ready, which is where we supply school supplies to kids in need. They get a backpack before school starts where it's full of everything they need. We'll go back and replenish about mid-year if they need it. We also have our grants program where, you know, we donated a planetarium to the school district last year. And a mobile planetarium, I should say. We also have our snack shack where we have a little cabinet in each school in the district that has snacks for those kids who may not have, they have a little food insecurity at home. And so they're able to go into that. And then we also have our scholarships that we run as well.
I want to go back to this mobile planetarium. how does that work?
It is the coolest thing I think we've ever done as a foundation. It's like a blow up bouncy house, really.
Right.
So about 25 kids can get in there and they can literally go anywhere in the world. They can go back in time and see what the stars look like. They can go back and see when Galileo looked up and saw Jupiter up there. I mean, it's just really amazing what the things, and it touches all the curriculums across the board. I think when we had one of our, pre-meetings with the folks at the that supplied the mobile planetarium, they said, yeah, it shows seismic activity. And as we were speaking, they're like, well, look, there's a 4.2 earthquake in Fishhook, Alaska. And I was like, holy smokes, that's pretty cool. So, So it's a really neat thing. And it's touched, I think, pretty much all but like two or three of our schools in the district since they've had it in there. And, it's just been a great tool to just, again, enhance the education in Fort Mill schools.
So they just bring it and it gets set up, and how long was they set up for a day?
It depends on how many classes are going to utilize it. And
to go inside or outside?
Inside.
So you put it in a gym?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
It is the neatest thing. I mean, I want to go back to school and.
Yeah, because I mean, when I was growing up, you went to the York County Museum. That's the only place you go, right? And we loved it because it's a great time to take a nap.
Right.
Right.
And leave school.
Yeah. Leave school and go take a nap. All right. And get to see all the animals. That was always fun there.
You know, I got to go in and see the planetarium when you opened it. I'm on the board with Scott as well. Yep. And I remember doing that as a child. We had somebody come in to do that in our schools. So I went inside and it was completely different. And I love that the person that was running the planetarium could show you exactly what the kids were learning that week in science. And then the next class came in and he had a totally different presentation. Mm. So it's fantastic that you can use it from K through 12. Yep. And help them understand and visualize the curricula that they're learning.
And the excitement that the kids have when they go into that.
Absolutely, I would imagine.
It is just really one of the neatest things. I think I'm just extremely proud that we were able to do that for the district.
So what's the summer look like, Scott, for the Foundation of Fort Mill Schools? Is this a time that you guys busy? Maybe time you take a step back? What does it look like from a summer perspective?
Well, ramping up with our Classroom Ready program.
So what exactly is that?
So that's the one where they give the backpack to kids in need. Okay. Who need school supplies. And so right now I think they have over 900 backpacks that are packed and ready to go.
They're already packed.
Already packed, mm-hmm. Ready to go. So at the end of July before, because school starts a little earlier this year, mm-hmm. So they're ready to go. We'll have, a couple of distribution days, and they just kind of drive through and get their backpack, but that's what they're gearing up for now. We'll have a lot of volunteers out there helping with that program. And, you know, our two vice chairs, Carrie Sibley and CJ Crowder, they do a phenomenal job there. And, I mean, it's a great program that we have.
Now, the Snack Shack, for those who are not familiar with that, explain exactly what that is and how that operates in each and every school.
Yeah, so we do have kids in our school district. I mean, just like we need have kids who need school supplies, well, they may have some food insecurity at home as well. So this is a way for them to come if they need to take something home or if they need something during the day. Like, you know, most kids take snacks to school, and they're able to go into, I think most of the time they're housed in the guidance office. You know, it's like a no-judgment zone. They can go in there, grab a snack, and head out. So it's just something to give them a little boost during the day, because you know, certainly the studies show that you don't learn as well on an empty stomach. And so sure. We just want our kids, you know, like classroom ready. I mean, that kind of falls right in line with that. We just want our kids classroom ready and doing the best that they can do.
And I know you guys have been big into scholarships this year. 38 scholarship Fort Mill graduates received college scholarships from this.
That's correct. Yeah, and so I think the total was around $66,000 this year. And yeah, we've got several scholarships that we offer. We have some that follow all 4 years. I think we've got two that do that. But then we have others that are anywhere between $1,000 to $2,500. And so, yeah, just another way to help our kids.
For folks out there listening who want to get involved, how can they get involved to support the foundation, not just maybe monetarily, but through volunteering?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, Foundation. For FortMillSchools.org, and you know, we have a lot of information there, and they can certainly, there's a contact page on there that they can, you know, contact us, and we'd love to have them. Certainly we'd love the monetary, but we also love volunteers. We have some great volunteers that help us out.
We've got Stuff the Bus coming up at the end of July.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the community's been great. I mean, just with the Fort Mill school community, I mean, they've always been very supportive of everything Fort Mill Schools. I think that's the reason why a lot of people have moved here. I've certainly seen growth over my years in Fort Mill,
yeah,
since I'm a lifelong Fort Mill resident. But they've always been very supportive, you know, whether it been bond referendum or, you know, even with the donations that we get for classroom ready and monetarily. So, yeah, just we're blessed to be in that community and blessed to have great volunteers and people there.
I'm glad, as you said, donations for classroom ready. Outside of monetarily, what are some other donations that you guys would take?
Yeah, so we have a list on there. So like on the website, there's a list because we're kind of specific. We want the right things going to these kids that are going to school. And so there's a list on there, you know, the binders and notebook paper and certain things. And so, yeah, so the Stuff the Bus, like Celia, thank you for bringing that up. That's where, like, if somebody's shopping at Walmart, they can buy a little extra and drop it off. They stuff the bus, and then we'll take it and stock it in our little warehouse that we have.
But I think it's key to remember, too, that Stuff the Bus is not just for elementary school kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are high school students that need backpacks, too, in middle school. And so if you want to donate a graphic calculator, you know, even things like that are important, earbuds. So it's anything that you would think a child would need in school.
Yeah, the impact that we're making, I think, is we don't just focus on one level in the school district. I mean, we impact all kids in the Fort Mill School District, you know, elementary, middle, and high. And so I think in the past few years, I think one of our high schools has been the biggest recipient of backpacks. You know, used to be always elementary schools because they have there's always been a need there. But now our high school kids are having a need.
Stuff the Bus, what's the date of that?
Oh, my gosh. You would have
I don't
to
have it.
That.
It's the
it's the tax-free weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
It's that Saturday, the tax-free weekend.
So that would be the last Saturday of July. Saturday before we go back to school.
That's mm-hmm. absolutely
correct. That would be the August 1st.
Right.
Yep.
August 1st, yep.
And so as you're walking in, they'll give you a flyer and say, hey, these are things that we're looking for. And then as you walk out, you just hand it to us, and we have a big bus park there, and we just put it right on the bus.
And it's
them.
The TKK Walmart.
TKK Walmart.
Yep. Okay, awesome. Make sure you make plans for that on tax-free weekend to support the Foundation Fort Mill Schools as you do your back-to-school shopping. Scott, thank you for being here with us.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it.
It is 7:49 on WRHI's Paul.